Exclusive. Democrat congressional candidate was on board of group that pushed pornographic book to youth. By Spencer Lindquist on October 17, 2022. Eric Sorensen, Democrat candidate for U.S. Congress in Illinois' 17th District, was on the board of an organization that pushed a pornographic book on children. Sorensen, who is running as a Democrat to be the next congressman from Illinois' 17th Congressional District, was on the board of Clock Incorporated, a pro-LGBT organization that tailors many of its events towards youth. The organization hosts meeting groups, with titles like Youth Transgender / Non-Binary Group and LGBT + Middle School Group. The organization also hosts a chestbinder giveaway. Chestbinders are articles of clothing used to flatten one's chest in order to make women look more masculine. Clock Incorporated announced that Sorensen was joining the organization as a board member in a post on Facebook in December 2019. According to the organization's website, Sorensen joined Clock Incorporated in order to support the mission of Clock Incorporated and to provide a safe place for LGBT+ youth that he was not fortunate to have himself growing up. This year, Clock Incorporated teamed up with Rock Island Public Library in order to host a youth book club. One of the books that was promoted was Genderqueer by Maya Kobabe, which features pornographic illustrations. The book is intended for children. The American Principles Project has launched an advertisement campaign against the pornographic books' presence in schools. Their advertisement displays the graphic depictions contained in the book. The pornographic book contains depictions of oral sex, masturbation, and the use of sex toys, as well as discussions of sexual fantasies and confusing sexual experiments. Clock Incorporated offered a description of the book and its author, which read, "Maya Kobabe uses e/am/er pronouns and is an asexual non-binary person." It also noted that the book was intended for anyone struggling to understand gender and identity. The description does not warn of the book's vulgar, pornographic content. Sorensen remarked in a Facebook post that he can't believe in 2022 we are back to banning books. The post went on to say, "Protecting children is commendable motivation, but this is hardly about that. It's about restricting intellectual freedom. Kids don't value what they don't learn. And God, I wished I saw an LGBTQIA book when I was in school," the post read. Sorensen also spoke at a virtual meet and greet with the Human Rights Campaign where he stated, "Books are being banned. You know what we're going to do here in the state of Illinois? We're going to be able to say we reject that. Genderqueer has been pulled from the shelves of various school libraries." The pornographic book was removed from the libraries of Loudoun County schools. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster remarked that the book was not only obscene and pornographic, but even likely illegal. One speaker at an Orange County school board meeting was even removed by security at the behest of the chair of the school board after he read a lewd passage of the book. Sorensen is running against Republican Esther Joy King, who previously served in the Army Reserve. The Eric Sorensen campaign did not respond to a request for comment. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter @SpencerLNDQST and reach out @Lindquist@Breitbart.com.